TED Audio Collective. This TED Talk features business executive and entrepreneur Susan Robinson, recorded live at TED Residency 2016.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. Support for this podcast comes from the Defender 110. For those who embrace the impossible, the new Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with thoroughly modern design, with an exterior that's reimagined with really compelling proportions and really precise detailing. The interior is built with robust materials, built with integrity. The Defender capability is legendary, whether you're off-roading or dealing with harsh weather conditions. And the Defender family features the two-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to 8 people. Really great for trips and big families. A vehicle made to go further is the Defender 110. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
I'd like to introduce you to my mom. I'm guessing that's not what you expected. And it's not what I expected either. And thank goodness I realized that an Asian man was not my mom before I hugged him, because that would have been so awkward. Recognizing people isn't one of my strengths due to a genetic visual impairment that has no correction or cure. As a result, I am legally blind, though I prefer partially sighted because it's more optimistic. And I'm entitled to the label disabled. I hate the word disabled when it's used to describe people. It detonates a mindset of less than that utterly disregards capacity, ability, potential, instead prioritizing brokenness, and lack. The perspective can be overt. What can't he do for himself that I'm going to have to do for him? She'll probably need some accommodation that no other employee at this business needs. Sometimes the hidden bias is so sweetly conveyed. Wow, Susan. Look at everything you've done in your career and your life. How do you do all of that and be visually impaired? I fail at being disabled. So in the spirit of incentivizing the rampant failure of people all over the world and enticing the so-called normal to just give it a rest already, here are 5 tips to fail at being disabled. Tip 1, know your superpowers. The best team I ever led in my career was based on superpowers, and we even gave ourselves fancy-pantsy titles like the Pillar of Masterly Acumen, the Biscuit Butterer, the Voice of Reason. Because we relied on our strengths, our best strengths, we achieve tremendous outcomes. The trait that prevents me from recognizing my mom allows me to smoothly adapt, to quickly absorb and accurately process an exhausting volume of cues, tease out what's important, determine multiple processes or potentials for any situation that I'm in, and then selecting the one that makes the most sense. All in a matter of seconds. I see what other people do not. And some people think that's a superpower. But my real superpowers are ricocheting off of glass walls and letting my friends walk around with kale in their teeth. It's true. Don't have lunch with me. Or dinner. Tip two, be supremely skilled at getting it wrong. It is important to be as equally confident in your superpowers as you are in your foobars. That's effed up beyond all recognition for you millennials. Here's a good example. It is not a great idea to say, "Don't worry, everything in here is too small for me to see," when you accidentally walk into the men's room. At one of the world's largest sporting arenas. Or anywhere. I really wish that one wasn't true. I'm serious, it is better to just walk out and let them think you're drunk. Tip three, know that everyone is disabled in some way. Like when you have a cold and you can't smell and you realize that the milk that you splashed in your coffee was sour only after you tasted it. Very recently, a woman walked up to me frantic. She could not find the bakery she was looking for. As I motioned in the direction I thought she should go, saying, "There are no stores on this side of the street, so your best bet is to cross." "Oh my goodness," she interrupted. "There it is. All I needed was another set of eyes." I just let her have it. I would have said that, being logical and paying attention and staying calm would have done the trick, but who am I? Tip four, point out the disability in others. This one is best reserved, very important note. This one is best reserved for people you know well because random strangers typically don't appreciate teachable moments. A few years ago, my parents and I went to see the Rockettes, Radio City's high-kicking dancers. I leaned over to my dad. "The two Rockettes on the left aren't kicking in a straight line." "Yes, they are." "No, they're not." "Yes, they are, and how do you know? You can't see." But I know what a straight line looks like. I had snapped a picture during our back and forth and presented him the evidence that proved I was right. He looked at the picture. I leaned in further. Who's disabled now? Tip five, pursue audacious goals. Flip expectation upside down and shove limitation off a cliff to meet its demise. There is a college football linebacker who blitzes, tackles, recovers fumbles while having one hand. There is a teacher who successfully transfers knowledge and inspires countless students while living with Down syndrome. And for me, on my long list, to cycle from Kathmandu, Nepal to Darjeeling, India, on the backseat of a bicycle built for two. It will be an exciting 620-mile adventure, and I'm sure I will have the blurry photos to show for it. Oh, before we go on, I forgot to introduce you to my mom. I need to do that. And here she is, as she would appear to me if I were looking through a crowd of people looking for her. Or is that an Asian man? Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com. On the TED Radio Hour, researcher Sasha Lucioni says AI can help us find climate solutions. But just training the technology itself uses a ton of energy.
Training ChatGPT, for instance, emits as much carbon as 5 cars in their lifetime.
Tech's climate conundrum. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.